Russ Parr Morning Show. All morning long, talking about the Trayvon Martin trial. Actually, it was the George Zimmerman trial and the acquittal. On the phone line right now, Reverend Al Sharpton. How you doing, sir?
Good. How you doing?
Man, I know I just watched you on the Today Show. I know everybody's pulling at your time. But, you know, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us this morning. And I know you got to get to a lot of phone calls. So I'm going to try to get right to the crux of this. It was interesting that the defense attorneys basically said that charges should have never been brought and that it was a basically, quote unquote, kind of like a show that caused charges to be brought against George Zimmerman that was fueled by you. How do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, I think that it is telling that he is saying that a man was killed, a boy, an underage minor was killed, and that we should have never even tried the case. The arrogance of that is to really underscore why we continue to fight and continue to say that we must have the Justice Department look into the civil rights violations here. Have you ever heard of a young child, innocent, no crime committed, on their way home, being killed, and the people say, you shouldn't even try it in court? That is the point.
Yeah.
And I think that the arrogance of him saying that really speaks of why we went down and demonstrated in the first place, and why we were right to demonstrate, and now we're calling on the Justice Department to come in and really investigate the civil rights here. Trayvon Martin had the civil right to go home.
Right.
And he was killed.
That's true.
And for the lawyers not to come forward, as the President of the United States say, and deal with the memory and deal with the burden on the family, but to come forward and act like that this was some charade is to act like our lives have no value and no meaning at all.
Right. Now, Reverend, you know, I applaud you for being on TV, because I know you were just as probably incensed as I was that it was going to be assumed that we'll be rioting in the streets and the whole nine. And you have, I think about 98% of every protest you participate in has been peaceful. You know, looking at all the pictures and you're seeing a cross section of America marching in the streets, how does that make you feel?
Well, I think it makes me feel hopeful and good to see people out there of all races, of all ages, marching, and 98% of it peaceful, and the 1% or 2% that happened certainly didn't come from any of the things that those of us in Nash Action Network and other organizations would respond to or be encouraging, because we are not the criminals. You know, it amazed me how all the media, will there be riots? They assumed and stereotyped us like Zimmerman apparently did Trayvon Martin. Why would you assume we're going to riot? There were no riots that led up to the protest to get the trial. There were no riots when the police with Sean Bell or Amadou Diallo were acquitted. But the assumption is that we're so reckless and so thuggish that we're going to riot. The violence here was they killed Trayvon Martin, not that anybody did anything on the other side.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about the case presented by the prosecution?
I think there was a lot of things they could have done better. I think they were not aggressive enough, but I think there was still enough for this jury to go forward with at least manslaughter, if not murder. But having not done that, we lost that battle. We have not lost the war. We must go forward to protect the civil rights of Trayvon Martin and therefore all citizens. We cannot live in a nation where people can just, based on their assumption, take people's lives and walk away saying it was self-defense.
What do you think about people who are saying this is not a racial issue? We shouldn't be stirring up the racial pot. What are your comments on that?
Our comment is that if the police in Sanford, Florida had arrested Trayvon Martin's killer that night, rather than even before knowing the identity of who Trayvon Martin was, letting him go and standing by that, there wouldn't have been a protest. There wouldn't have been race brought in. It was the people in Sanford that said the police always do that. They always cover up when it's a black victim and a non-black assailant. They brought race in. We didn't. And when they called us and the family called us, we responded to the call. So are they saying the citizens there don't know their own town, and they're saying the family doesn't have the right to fight a case the way they want? We were called it. I never heard of Sanford or Trayvon Martin until we were called. When people call civil rights leaders, they feel because they feel there's been a civil rights violation. If you call a doctor, you feel there's a medical problem. If you call a lawyer, you feel there's a legal problem. So we didn't bring race in. We responded to those that felt they were victimized by race.
Reverend Al Sharpton, thank you so much for taking the time talking to us this morning. I appreciate all your right. fight on the front line, sir.
Thank you. All God right. bless.
Take care.
101.1 The Wiz. Yeah. The Wiz.